This is the Kate Daly Show.
Oh, yeah. I love music. Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show on a Friday. Makes it a little more exciting, doesn't it? I love going into the weekend. Friday nights are like my fave. Bringing your attention to all of this, I have more tape to roll from Dr. Paul Byrne, and what he has to say is quite fascinating. You're going to find it extremely fascinating, and it's going to actually make more sense. Organ donation is going to actually make more sense to you. I know we had an earthquake in, it rocked Philly all the way to New Jersey, up to Boston. It was only a 4.8, which isn't the word, like the most uncommon thing. Registered 3 earthquakes, it seems like all the time, out here in the West. But I might mention that in the next hour. I'm also going to open the phone lines. You can call in about the eclipse. You can call in about anything you're studying, looking at. If you want to let the audience know about it, I'm game in the next hour as well. So, 888-673-1450 is the call-in number if you're listening live. And I'll try to get to your call. And then also, Birch Gold. There's 2 things that we need to do. Shore up everything we have with gold. Get it gold-backed so that you have that reassurance, because it's the only step you can take. There's no other step. And it's free to do. So I love that. My gosh, it's free to do. You just have to do it. So text Birch Gold 989898. That's the phone number. 6 digits. They repeat 989898. My name is Kate. So put in Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to get some free information on how to do it. And it's easy. It's not hard. Buy your gold and silver from Birch Gold because they're amazing. And also get out of your credit card debt. Get out of your credit card debt. I can't say that enough right now. It's a huge warning right now. And there's a lot of people warning about that. We've got to get out of debt. I think it'll be used against us in the future. And this is a good time to do it. Get out of your credit card debt. I'll talk about that a little bit more next week. But it's been on my mind a lot. And you're going to see a lot more articles kind of flash before your eyes on the news reporters that you like to listen to and or like to hear from, because it's a big deal right now. There's lots of warnings going out. Are we going to listen, right? Okay, so here's more from Paul Byrne. I don't want to keep you waiting. So here, he's discussing organ donation. Here we go.
See, and you cannot get any organs from a cadaver. Every organ that's transplanted is a healthy organ, and you can only get healthy organs from living persons. You cannot get any organs for transplant from a cadaver.
That's why you don't put it on your license.
And the things I'm telling you is that you are not allowed to hear. And because if you hear it, you will be upset, as you, all 3 of you, are upset. And rightly so, you should be.
What's interesting is, have you guys realized how many movies they have promoting organ donation? Did you guys also know that there was a law passed last year that allowed organ donation to become easier for them to do and profit off of? Yeah, I'll get to that too. More from Dr. Paul Byrne. Here we go.
Should be upset because whose organs do they want? They want the organs from the, certainly from all children, but especially the people who are 16 to 30, and their life is in jeopardy. If they're unconscious and on a ventilator, they're going to get their organs, and they do everything to get their organs. And once the organs are taken, you can't bring them back to life. And so that what they do is they tell the relatives, well, you know, your daughter Sally would really like to do something good, and this is a way to make something good out of this tragedy, and or your son, and the while they have been getting organs from accidents and gunshot wounds, they now get more organs from overdose of drugs than they do from accidents and gunshot wounds combined.
Isn't that fascinating? They get more organs now from drug overdose deaths than accident victims or shootings. Things are starting to click for you, right? Starting to make more sense. Okay, here we go.
In Ohio, and they get their organs is what they want. And so what are they doing? They're giving the policeman the Narcan to counteract the drug, which gets them into the emergency room, but it doesn't save their life, but gets them in the emergency room, and they still get their organs. And so...
It's so diabolically disgusting.
Oh, it really is. See, it's so bad.
And so, I can't even...
It's making sense.
Oh, my gosh.
It's making sense.
Yeah.
Now, part of why... when you were talking about unconscious and pain, and you might have talked about something else, what I'm encouraging you to do is to realize that there are common denominators of all of this. The common denominator is that each person is unique and unrepeatable and special. And a person is alive, so are the dogs and cats running around that are alive, and so are the trees alive, but they don't have the life that the person has. And each person has that life, whether that person can walk or talk or show consciousness. In brain death, they do only three things for brain death. One is the patient does not show consciousness. The patient does not have brainstem reflexes that involve the eye or the ear. So there's about 14 brainstem reflexes, but they test only 6.
Did you guys hear that? There's 14 brain reflexes. But when they're testing them and you think they're testing all of them, they're only testing 6 of them, not all 14.
Only 6. They don't test the others. And then the test that they do that is called the apnea test, it's really not a test, it's a procedure. And what they do is take the ventilator away for 10 minutes. And the patient has to demonstrate that they can take a breath in that 10 minutes, or that becomes the signal to cut out their organs.
Let me say that again. This is Dr. Paul Byrne discussing this. Listen to that again. This is so crucial. This is how they show you that your loved one is gone, right? This is the test.
Only 6. They don't test the others. And then the test that they do that is called the apnea test. It's really not a test, it's a procedure.
Apnea.
And what they do is take the ventilator away for 10 minutes. And the patient has to demonstrate that they can take a breath in that 10 minutes, or that becomes the signal to cut out their organs. During the time they're off the ventilator, the carbon dioxide builds up, the acids build up. That makes the brain swell worse and makes them get worse. So everybody must learn, do not do an apnea test.
Wow. So when they take them off for the 10 minutes, carbon dioxide builds up. And so it makes the situation in the brain worse. So of course you're not going to get that response. The brain hasn't healed, right? And so you're not going to get this response. And they take that 10-minute window to show you that your loved one isn't coming back. Are they explaining to the patient that what that process entailed, as far as that goes, the making it harder for the response to come? No, they're not. And he talks about this because he's saying they're not telling people in the hospital that we just made it more difficult for your loved one to respond, but we're trying to show you that your loved one is dead. It's pretty diabolical, isn't it? You're never going to look at this the same, I promise. I shall be right back on the Kate Daly Show, and it's excruciating, I know, it's sad. All built on a lie from Harvard. Makes more sense, doesn't it? Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.